The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
And they will give it to Best off the right side. Good seal block on the end. 15, cuts back 10. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Christian Best. That's just good seal blocking on the end. And give credit out here to the end, Austin Stolt, for being one of those that let Best get around the corner.
This afternoon, the Class D1 state playoffs continue in Creighton as the Elm Creek Buffaloes battle the Creighton Bulldogs. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Second down and 7, and they want to throw on the first play. He's got a man down the field at Goreta. He's caught it at the 40. He's behind everybody, and he is going to score. Touchdown, Elm Creek, all the way to the house, 69 yards.
Creighton is undefeated on the year and hoping they can add one more to the win column today. Elm Creek's only loss is to Blue Hill, and the Buffaloes would like to keep it that way. It's the Buffaloes and Bulldogs coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Craig Ecker live from Creighton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
It's D1 quarterfinal action from Creighton, Nebraska High. This is Craig Ecker along with Brad Newport. And we have a dandy this afternoon. A 10-0 ball club in Creighton, a 9-1 ball club in Elk Creek. And it is less than desirable if you're a football player from the standpoint of handling the football. The wind is strong out of the north, gusting up to 28 miles per hour. We have officially a temperature of about 18 degrees. The wind chill is down in the minus category. The wind chill right now is actually climbed up to 1 degree above zero. And the wind gusting up to 29 miles per hour out of the north. And so it will be a challenge for the young gentlemen on the field today to hang on to the football, which will get hard and harder and cold and colder as the afternoon wears out. It'll be a 4 o'clock kickoff this afternoon, a little earlier because of the lengthy travel. The Creighton of Nebraska is located to the east of O'Neill. It's way up north. We're within spitting distance of Yankton, South Dakota. So that's how far the Elm Creek Buffaloes and their fans have traveled this afternoon. And if you're one of them and can't be along with them this afternoon, we're glad you're with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and at FlapperPreps.com. You might want to know of someone anywhere around the world, maybe a vet that you know that wants to listen to the hometown football. We're at FlapperPreps.com on the internet. All right, we've got coaches' interviews. We've got coaches' interviews conducted by Doug Duda a little bit earlier this week. Yesterday, to be specific about it, and we're going to hear from both the at-home coach and the visiting coach, Jeff Jensen of the Bulldogs, 10-0 on the end, and Jace Doolin from the Buffaloes here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. If you have a good one, not that telling you things and stuff, but a New Tech Seed dealer interview. Interviews next up on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 14-16-15-50, and BufferLePress.com.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Consulting, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated, Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as number one Creighton welcomes in Elm Creek here in the quarterfinals in Class D1. And Coach Jeff Jensen joins us here to talk a little Creighton football. And, Coach, thanks for the time and great job on the outstanding season so far.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
This has to be important with all the talk that's been going on, especially this year, about the number one seed playing at home, playing on the road. You have fallen into a spot here at this point in the playoffs where you get to play at home. How important do you think that could be on a chilly day like this?
Well, I think any time you can play in your home house or in your home territory, I think that's awful important. And whether that be in the first round or the semifinal round or, in this case, the quarterfinal round, it's always nice to be in front of your home crowd.
Well, I know that you're hoping you don't have to make a trip out west, but if that's what it takes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, throughout the history of our program, we've been many places. I think a few years ago, we were all the way out in Ogallala, and you know, I think that's darn near the end of the earth.
Well, there's some traveling to be done, and we'll see how it affects Elm Creek on the road today. But one thing that is maybe a little surprising to some folks, there are a couple, three teams that we've talked about around the state this year that look like they lost a lot of guys and might be a little slow out of the gate this year. And you guys would have to have been one of them. You had to replace more than half your starters. Yeah, you didn't miss a beat. What do you attribute that to?
Well, you know, I think our overall program, it's been established and it's very consistent. The kids are used to the coaching staffs and, you know, you lose one group of kids and the next group just kind of takes over. And, you know, specifically this season, we knew we were going to be a little bit green as the year started off, but, you know, a ton of these kids got a lot of time throughout the year. You know, a year ago we played, you know, basically our last two games of the season were the first time we played full games. You know, before that our starters were playing about a half, and plus we have a full seven-game JV schedule. And these guys all got a lot of time and, you know, really developed a lot of depth as the season goes, which then prepares them for what has become this season.
Does that keep them? There's always plus and minuses, and you kind of touched on that a little bit. You want your guys to be able to play some football, but it's nice to keep them healthy too.
Yeah, it's nice to keep them fresh, keep them healthy. But, you know, one thing last year I really thought is it did kind of kick us a little bit once we did actually have to play full games, as we played full games in the quarters and the semis. And to be honest, this last week was the first time we've had to play a full game all year as well. So throughout two seasons now, we've only played three full games with our starters.
Well, we don't think about that much in Northeast Nebraska football. It always seems like there's a lot of competitiveness balance up there. Is it just a down time right now, or is this the trend?
You know, I think it's just a big difference of the haves versus the have-nots. I think as you have such declining enrollment that's taken place in all of rural Nebraska, teams pay the price, numbers pay the price, and that's reality what's happening in our neck of the woods, at least.
We're talking with the head football coach at Creighton for the Bulldogs, Jeff Jensen. They are perfect so far on the season. And one of the guys you did have back, obviously, is your three-year starting quarterback in Colton Bolter. He's there for you offensively, defensively. How much coming into the year did you kind of build your team around him?
Well, you know, I don't know if we specifically build our team around him, but, you know, he's a good ball player. He's pretty explosive. He makes people miss, throws a nice ball. And actually, earlier in the year, we were actually platooning quarterbacks a lot to where we could move Colton to different spots as well. And unfortunately, Austin Dietrichson blew out his ACL against Wakefield a few weeks back. And so we lost him, so we stopped platooning. And actually, we had the emergence of a sophomore in Ryan Newman. So now we're kind of back to platooning a little bit.
You don't have to throw the ball much, obviously, because you have got up so early and done the job on the ground. Deeper you get into the playoffs, maybe more in practice. Is that something that you're trying to fine-tune? Is that the one thing that needs fine-tuned?
You know, we like to throw the ball. We throw the heck out of the ball in practice, and in some games early, we try to throw early before the score got out of hand. So we really like to play action pass. We like to be able to set it up with our strong run game. And, yeah, we do like to go out there and throw the ball. It's just, you know, last week it was pretty darn windy, and unfortunately for tonight's game, it's going to be, you know, windy, cold, and the whole bit. So I think that'll, you know, deflect both teams' passing game.
Well, obviously, and we joked a little bit before we started the conversation as we're talking with Coach Jeff Jensen, that there is a little history between Elm Creek and Creighton and a couple of knockdown dragouts, but I don't think you can take really anything from a different coaching staff, 11-man versus 8-man. Is there anything that you do take out of what you saw from them years back?
You know, I think the biggest thing that comes out of those games is just being unfamiliar with each other. You know, I know back when we played in 08, you know, you heard about this Foster kid, but until you actually saw him on the field, you didn't know how good he was. And, you know, we were stupid and kicked the ball to him three times. Well, you know what he did with it three times? He took it back to the house. So, you know, I think that comes down to, you know, when you're playing Northeast Nebraska, that's what you kind of center around and focus on, and you don't broaden your horizons to the outside parts of the state. And I think they probably do that a little bit, too, is to a degree. And so I think it's unfamiliar for both sides, and you know, hopefully they don't have that Foster kid somewhere back on that sideline again.
Well, I think the Foster kid's roaming down there at the university somewhere doing something or taking care of his commits on this Veterans Day. But
we still have nightmares of that kid.
They do have Christian Best, though, and he's not too bad. What are you seeing from him?
Well, very, very quick. You know, he looks to be pretty low to the ground. He's about a 165-pound kid, makes people miss, has good speed on the edge, and obviously everything starts with those guys up front that they have.
As you take a look at what they do have, what's the one thing that does stick out that you're going, man, maybe we haven't seen this or this concerns me about Elm Creek?
You know, I think overall, just maybe their speed is probably the thing that makes you nervous a little bit on film. And, you know, every time that ball goes to the best kid's hands, you know, he can take it at any time and take it to the house. So we're definitely have to keep the ball in front, and we're going to have to tackle with multiple guys and get all hats to the ball.
And, Coach, defensively, when you're blowing people out, it's easy to tackle people. It's easy to make plays. You mentioned last week Neely Oakdale gave you a test. How did you think you handled that?
You know, I think that game was, you know, it started off about as bad as it could have, you know, and for us it was great to be actually on be behind for the first time, and really to spot them two scores on us was, you know, it was an eye-opener, and actually we had a chance to go down by three scores there where we just, you know, we had a lot of mental mistakes and a lot of issues, and, you know, it was great to see our kids claw back, and, you know, I don't know how much of Neely Oakdale you've seen, but they throw the heck out of the ball. You know, they're 53% run, or pass and 47% run, and they spread you out. They run a lot of bubbles. They run a little bit of jet sweep. They run a heck ton of screens, and so they really get you back on your heels. So it's hard to get after them a little bit, and everybody's always in space. And, you know, we talked kind of about, as coaches, we got pretty conservative on the defensive game plan where we just wanted to make them drive the field. And, unfortunately, you know, they could throw the heck out of the ball.
Well, Coach, you've had so much success here in the eight-man playoffs over the last handful of years. What's the one key component to bring it together to get you to Lincoln and get a couple more wins here?
Well, you know, I think we got to continue to mesh, and I think specifically when we talk about tonight's game, it's a game of mental toughness. Anytime you're dealing with weather that's going to be in the 25 degrees, you know, it's amazing. You look at the beginning of the football season, it's now going to be 75 degrees less than what it was at the start of the year. And, you know, so a lot of mental toughness is going to go into it. And, you know, I think overall this year we've had great mesh, great chemistry. You know, how is that chemistry and mesh going to work when things get a little bit tough? Instead of getting a first down every time or scoring on each drive, you know, how are you going to respond to having difficulties out there? I think that's a big key. It'll be a lot back on mental toughness.
Well, great to catch it up with you again, Coach. Sure appreciate the time, and keep doing what you're doing with this good football team. Thanks a lot, and best of luck.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Jeff Jensen, head football coach at Creighton, as we get ready for the state quarterfinals. Back with more after this on the Newtek Seed Pregame Show.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And welcome back to the Newtek Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio, getting ready for the D1 state quarterfinals in the North Country today. We've been to Creighton a few times, and there's a little bit of a history with Elm Creek and Creighton. They meet again here this afternoon, and we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Buffaloes, Chase Doolin, whose squad continues to put victories on the board. And Coach, hey, congratulations for advancing this far. I know there's still a couple games left to go.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We just definitely, this time of year, you got to take one game at a time. Worry about this week, because there is no next week if you don't win.
Well, let's take a look at where you are and where you have been from maybe the first trip up of the season. You lost to Blue Hill. You had some injuries at that time. You were trying to get healthy again. But after that close loss, you guys have really seemed to put it together. Has anything significantly changed from that point?
Just really getting healthy. That was our main goal during the end of the season. We had our offensive center was nicked up, and Nick Crowley, our quarterback, was nicked up, and we just really had to get healthy. And right now, start of the playoffs, that's what you want, is your team to be healthy, playing their best football.
You guys have continued to do some things and do them very well. Has there been anything that you've really improved on here over the last month of the season that you and the coaching staff say, hey, we needed to take this step, and maybe you have?
I'd say it's up front on the offensive line. There are two juniors and one sophomore. They just kind of, they're through the season, they've gotten better and better each game, and that's kind of really, by the end of the year, we can really tell that they're communicating really well, they're understanding each other, they play together, and that helps when your offensive line is really clicking on all cylinders.
I think you could kind of tell just by looking at the two scores against Arapahoe, the difference that a healthy football team at Elm Creek could make. And then Burwell last week, we saw a very good Burwell team play Amherst in the last week of the regular season. Just talk about your performance last week.
We came out and we really got after it right away. We didn't have any letdowns in the first quarter. We got up on them 14-0, and we had a chance to go up even 21-0 right away, and we fumbled on the one going in, and they recovered it and gave them a little bit of life, and they went down and scored. They give them credit. Burwell's a heck of a team. They fought, and they battled the whole game. They're a heck of a football team that, as you see, they beat a good Amherst team. Their record doesn't lie. They're really good, and that just shows our team, too, is really clicking, and we're playing really good football right now.
Talk with Elm Creek head football coach Jace Dooland here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready to take on Creighton. And, Coach, usually at this time of the season, teams are pretty comparable. There are a few teams out there that can chuck the ball around a little bit, but neither one of your quarterbacks has had to throw the ball a lot this year. Both teams have pretty solid running backs and lines. Give us what your take is on what you see from Creighton.
Yeah, they got a big offensive line, a really good offensive line up front. Like you said, they haven't had to throw the ball. They do have playmakers at the wide receiver, tight end position that can make plays. We got to make sure we are on them. We're aware of them. Going into this game, it's going to be a cold battle, and when you kind of got a really freezing cold game, you really got to control the offensive line.
How do you think that this will be totally different? We had some cool temperatures to start the year, but nothing like we have today. How will that affect things, and how can you prepare for that when it's the first game that you have to encounter those conditions?
It's really tough to prepare, especially when the whole weekend and the practices leading up have been 60 and 70 degrees. It's pretty tough to prepare for that game. You can't let it get to your head. You can't let it bother you. Both teams have to play in the condition. And it's November football.
It's been a few years, but obviously we mentioned at the top of the interview here, Elm Creek and Creighton have battled each other in the past. Anything that the previous staff or even anybody around the school, some of the guys that are on your staff can tell you about Creighton that they like to do from back in those days?
They're just really a tradition-rich program. They expect to be here. They're familiar with being in this situation. They really, back then, we actually were playing 11-man, is what I heard. So it's going to be a little bit different game. A few less players on the field and two different teams compared to, I think it was 5-6 years ago we played them. And it's going to be a fun, it's going to be a fun game today.
Jace Dooland with us here for another minute. Elm Creek head football coach. Jace, you guys have made it to this spot the last couple of years, and this is where it has ended. What's it going to take to get to the state semis?
Really, you got to lean on our offensive line and the line play up front. Each game we got to take at a time. We can't look ahead. There's no looking for the state finals. We got to worry about winning today's game against Creighton and really take care of business. And then worry about next week.
Does it help, you think, that the guys, especially your seniors, have been through the battles and know what it's all about at this stage of the playoffs?
Yeah, that has helped. Being here before, the last 2 years, really got to put that on our backs, put that on our seniors and kids that played last year in this situation. It kind of eats at them that they want it that much more.
Last minute here with Chase Doolin, head football coach at Elm Creek. Coach, Christian Best, everybody's been talking about him a little bit, but he's gone over 2,000 yards. You've talked about the line two or three times already here in our interview, but you got to have a good line. But Christian definitely has done his job this year. Talk about his development.
We've kind of worked on him. He's gotten better every game, too. Just seeing the hole and where he's got to hit it and where he's got to trust his speed. He's a pretty quick back that if he can get in the open field, he can make a guy miss to score the touchdown. He really kind of has taken that step the last few games in the playoffs where he's trusted his speed. He's got to the outside and raced a guy to the corner and beat him and got down the sideline. His yards just kind of reflect it's a team thing. Christian will tell you that too. Oh, Christian Best, he's been really, really good this year at just seeing the hole, trusting the speed, getting to the outside. When he does that, he really can run really well. He's got great lower body strength that the guy tackles him. It usually takes more than just one guy to get him down.
Well, Coach, we will wish you guys the best of luck. See if we can move on to the state semifinals here. What should be a great football game. Jace, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, Tim.
That's Jace Doolin, head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes. We've got the starting lineups and more coming your way on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's set the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank to Better Bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. First of all, we're going to do, we're going to take a break here right now. We'll take a 2-minute break. They're going to do national anthem, and we'll come back and set the starting lineups next on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge. Kelly's Sales and Service in Elm Creek is proud a supporter of the area athletes in tonight's game. See Kelly's for everything automotive, from minor tune-ups to major repairs. Or if you're tired of putting money into that old car, talk to them about great selection of used vehicles that they have on the lot. If they don't have the car that you're looking for, they can find it. Proud sponsor of all high school sports. Best of luck, Buffaloes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
All right, the 5 points bank starting lineup goes like this for the home team, Creighton Bulldogs. 10-0 on the year. Bo Schindler, halfback, 209-6'4", and a senior. Lane Walton, the other running back, is 191-6'1", and a junior. Reed Liska, running back, 174, 6 feet tall, and a senior. Brandon Borgman, one of the receivers, is 161, 5'10", and a junior. Colton Bolter, quarterback, punter, 178, senior, stands 5'11". Ian Stackett, tight end, 188, 6'1". And a junior. Austin Larson on the line, 303, 320, 6'3" tall, and a senior. Sam Morrell, the other offensive line, 206, 5'11", and a sophomore. Grant Mathis, 252, 6'3", and a senior. Defensive specialist Shane Asher, 267, 6'3", and a junior comes in on the defensive line. And Brooke Baller comes in as a linebacker on defense, 166, 5'10", and a junior. And he also got Ryan Newman comes in as a linebacker, 189, 5'11". And a sophomore. Now for the visiting Elm Creek Buffaloes, 9-1 on the year. Austin Stahl, tight end and defensive end, 6'4", 175, and a senior. Nick Crowley, the quarterback and free safety, 6'4", 185, and a senior. Christian Best, running back, middle linebacker, kick returner, 5'9", 165, and a senior. Devin Hollowell, tight end and punter, 6'1", 190, and a senior. LaShawn Thornabar, fullback, outside linebacker, kick returner, 6'1", 185, and a sophomore. Tyrone Hubbard, guard and defensive tackle, 6'2", 235, and a junior. Hunter Trampy, center, defensive tackle, 5'8", 205, and a junior. Nate Bartling, guard, defensive tackle, 6'3", 250, and a sophomore. Defensive specialist for the Buffaloes, Jeff West, free safety, 5'6", 145, and a junior. Brock Miner, running back as the outside linebacker on defense, 5'10", 185, and a sophomore. So we're about ready to get things kicked off here. Elm Creek won the coin toss and deferred to the second half. Let's take a look at the field conditions, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Greg Regis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Greg Regis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, service delivering success. The field is not frozen, but it is cold. It was an extremely cold wave that came through yesterday here, as it did in central Nebraska. A little dust and snow on the crown on the field. Outside of that, pretty good field conditions. The wind, however, out of the north at up to 29 miles per hour will be a definite factor in the kicking and whatever passing is done this afternoon. Field conditions brought to you by Craig Regis and Pioneer Seed. And we have, again, the kickoff coming from Elm Creek to Creighton as we glance down and see that Creighton is about ready to receive and Elm Creek not quite ready to kick off. So let's remind you that the preceding 30 minutes, the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your field leader, Terry and Jason Stark. or a new Texi dealer near you. And so we're about ready for quarterfinal action. The road to Lincoln continues here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web. Brought to you in part by our presenting sponsors, including Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island and at DinsdaleAuto.com. 27 seconds till we kick it off. Let's also thank Husky Power Products, Husky Power Products Irrigation and Industrial Engines, Pumps and Generators, HuskyPowerProducts.com, as well as AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney or online at AGXCEL.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. Now, Craig Group is about ready to meet Elm Creek here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Bulldogs undefeated on the year. And Elm Creek had a stumble early in the year against Blue. And ripped off nine straight wins, and here they are. And a number of folks the trip, but kind of a sparse crowd here. Picking up the ball is Chris Quintana, 6 foot, 210-pound junior for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And here we go. It is a high kick, and it's going to go close to the end zone, and it will fall to six-foot senior touches beyond the goal line, and it will be brought out to the 15-yard line. First and 10, first possession. Backfield, one man standing in back next to the quarterback, and
this broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
First and 10 at the 33-yard line for Creighton. As under center comes Colton Bolter. Sets the offense. The handoff goes to the running back, Liska, and he'll get out to about the 35-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Liska getting a lion's share of the offensive workload for Creighton, low these many weeks. Brings up a second down and about 7 yards to go. Elm Creek in a three-down lineman formation on defense. A couple of backers and two safeties. Now they go to two-down linemen, two defensive tackles. Wideouts to the left side. Now they bring everybody in. There's some confusion, and I think Creighton's going to have to call a timeout. And Jeff Jensen can't be too happy about having to do that this early. So we'll call a timeout here. Take 1 minute. You're listening to quarterfinal action in D1 from Creighton. Elm Creek and Creighton are scoreless on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 along with PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Go against the Elm Creek Buffaloes. who again won the toss, deferred to the second half. Two down, three down linemen now for Elm Creek. Pitch to the left side, Liska, forced out of bounds at midfield. That will not be enough for a first down. And a punt into the wind is indicated now for Creighton. And Elm Creek, assuming they believe there will be a punt, will send somebody back, but I don't think they've got anybody in safety right now because it's fourth down and short enough, so it could go either way. Let's see. They break the huddle, and they stay in the I formation, and they're going to sneak it forward, and I'm not sure he got it. I don't think he did, and Elm Creek is going to hold and take over on downs. It looks like a turnover on downs, and Elm Creek will take over just shy of midfield on their side of the 40-yard line. But they may be measuring. Okay, now we've got the official confirmation that it'll be a turnover on downs, and Elm Creek will get the ball first and 10 just on their side of the midfield stripe at about the 38 or 9-yard line. First and 10. Elm Creek sending their quarterback under center, Nick Crowley. He'll set back wide out to the right side is best. Now he comes in motion. They fake it to him, give it on the crossbuck to the fullback straight through for about 5 yards. He'll get down to the 34-yard line. And it'll be second down and 5 yards to go. 36-yard line, not 34. Second down and 6 yards to go for Elm Creek. As they just picked the ball up on a turnover on downs. And Creighton on defense for the first time this afternoon. I formation, pitch, best left side. Tries to find the cutback. They string him out. He'll get a few yards. Breaks free at the 30, 25, 15, 10, field. Best touchdown. Touchdown, Elm Creek. And the Buffaloes on their first possession after taking the ball over on a defensive stand score on a 36-yard run by Christian Best, their tailback. And Elm Creek will try for the extra point. They're bringing out their kicker. And Chris Quintana will try the extra point from 10 yards out. Snap is good, kick is up, and the kick is no good off to the left. And so despite the wind being at his back, it was far enough, but it was off direction. And Elm Creek will hang on to a 6-0 lead. We're back in 30 seconds with the Buffaloes kickoff on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
So if you're just joining us, it is Elm Creek with a 6-0 lead. Creighton took the ball on the opening possession after losing the coin toss, but Elm Creek deciding to kick off, and Creighton got one first down. We're stopped on the second series of downs, turned it over on downs, and Elm Creek got the ball down to the 36-yard line, and then Christian Best took off for the races, 36 yards out, scored. PAT was no good, and that's where we are right now with 9:54 to go in the first period of play here from Creighton, Nebraska. Lights are on. Skies are partly cloudy, and the wind out of the north helps. That long kickoff gets almost out of the end zone. It'll be an automatic touchdown, and Creighton will get their second try at bat here from the 15-yard line. They'll send Colton Bolter under center at quarterback. Running backs are Reed Leska and Lane Walton. Now they go with wideouts, double wides to the right side. Bolter is under center. Leska is the lone setback. Walton comes over now. They give it to Leska, follows Walton through the line. but only enough for about a two-yard pickup. And it'll be second down, and we'll call it 8 yards to go. Second and eight for Creighton on their second possession. 9:37 to go, underway in this early kick. And in the quarterfinals of D1 football here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shotgun formation. Quarterback keeps it himself. Cuts on inside the 20. Gets out to about the 25-yard line. Struggling and probably has the first down. The line judge is looking and he's beyond the fire the stick, and I think he's going to order the chain gang to move up 10 more yards, and he does. So Creighton, as they did on their first possession, pick up a first down. And it was on the second possession that Elm Creek stiffened, got the ball back on a turnover on downs, and then gave the ball to Christian Best and was off to the races from 36 yards out, where we stand right now, 6-0 Elm Creek. Here's the pitch, left side. Liska tries to find the cutback, does at the 30, gets to the 31, and it'll be second down and 4 or 5 to go, depending on the spot. Over on the tackle there for Elm Creek was Best. Second down, 4 coming. Creighton dressed in red pants, charcoal jerseys with red outline numbers. And nobody to give the ball to, and so Bolton's got to pull the ball down. He tries to run with it and gets nowhere. He may have lost a yard. We'll call it third down at about 5 yards to go. So just as in the first exchange, it was Creighton picking up the first down initially, and now in their second series of threes, are finding some stiff resistance by the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Came in with one more loss than they did Creighton. Here's a third down play. The handoff straight up the middle, and it's Liska twisting down, and he leaves the ball on the ground at the 39-yard line. And it's going to be Elm Creek, as they did before, taking the ball over, this time on a fumble by Liska. And it will be Buffalo ball at the 39-yard line once again. This is like repeating itself. That's a repetition that the Bulldog fans don't want to see again. .823 to go in the first period. Under center is Crowley. Eye back is Best. Pitch, Best. Pitch on the cross direction. Steps one way, goes back the other to the left, and falls forward for about a yard or two. Got it into Creighton territory. And it'll be second down and 8 yards to go for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. I formation. Best dots the I. Crowley is under center, barks out the signals, handoff straight ahead to Best. He's going to get smacked by Walton right at the line of scrimmage. He got stood up there, maybe back a half a yard or so. And it will be third down and better than 9 to go for Elm Creek. Now, if they don't get a first down here and they choose to punt, there's a real good possibility that that punt may not mean a whole lot, because there's a wind at the back of the potential punter. See what happens here after third down. I formation again. Best is the I back. They fake it to him. Back to pass now. Crowley looking long. He's got a man deep, and we'll see. It is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Devon Halliwell. He dove for it, but it was just beyond his reach, and it will be fourth down, and let's see what Jace Doolin calls up here for his special teams. Will he have the pooch punt? Will he have a full-blown punt? Will he try it again? We'll see. Because if it's a full kick, a full-on kick, it's going to go into the end zone. It'll be brought out to the 15, and it's maybe a net 20-yard punt. We'll see if he tries to angle it or pooch it. That's Halliwell back doing the punting now on this fourth down. 7:04 to go, first period of play. There's the snap. It's a nice kick. Fair catch indicated, and it falls at the 5-yard line and then rolls dead as it's covered by a Buffalo inside the one. Now let's see if they're going to let that stand. Or are they signaling for the referees are over there around the ball inside the 1-yard line. That was either a spectacular punt or just an exciting touchback. We'll see where they're going to finally let them go. A couple of the Elm Creek defenders are clapping their hands. That was a great punt by Hallowell. And it went dead at the 1-yard line. Bounced inside the 5, and then one of the Buffalo special teams guys came down and fell on it and sent out. Creighton has it first and 10 at their 1-yard line. Into the wind, down by 6. And under center is Bolter. Or he will be more momentarily as the referee stop play. Okay, now he comes up under center. Puts one man in motion. That's Walton. Liska gets the carry. Goes left side. Puts the head down. He's stunned up right at the 2-yard line. In there on the tackle was LaShawn Thornabar, the fullback and linebacker on defense. Brings up second down and 9 yards to go. Three down linemen for Elm Creek. Spread formation, one man in motion. Back to pass now as Bolton fires out about the 20, overshoots his intended receiver. And it'll be third down and 9 yards to go from inside the 5-yard line. The ball spotted about the 3-yard line. The intended receiver was Bo Schindler for Creighton. And the Elm Creek Buffaloes, with one more play here, will have made another terrific defensive stand. And in tandem with that special teams play, come away with this pretty well. Here comes the quarterback sneak this time, just getting some room, and he gets across the 5-yard line. Not enough for the first down. So it'll be fourth down coming. A punt is indicated here for Creighton. And their punt will be standing at or near the goal line, maybe into the end zone. And so Elm Creek is setting up a return. Best will stand back probably around his the Creighton 25 or 30-yard line. He sets up at the Creighton 30-yard line. There's the snap. It's a good one. But into the wind, it's a wobbler, and it'll go out of bounds around the 20-yard line of Creighton. They'll mark it actually at the 24 of Creighton. And so Elm Creek, again, will have terrific field position. Their worst field position has been their own 39 twice, and now it's at the 24-yard line of Creighton. With 5:37 to go, the clock has stopped on that change of possession. Elm Creek with a 6-point lead on a 36-yard romp by Christian Best. PAT was no good. Best dots the eye now as Crowley comes up under center. Everybody's in tight. And the handoff goes to Best. Cut straight up the middle. He'll be met by the middle linebacker, but not until he gains about 5 yards. And it'll be second down and 5 yards to go for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Kind of a strong 5. We'll call it close to 6, actually, now. Light snow in central Nebraska, a little heavier snow here. It's still pretty light, but a dusting on the ground when we got here, and it's still in evidence around the edges of the football field. Now they send Best in the slot to the right side. Crowley is under center. They give it to the fullback, and he'll bowl forward for another 2 or 3 yards. LaShawn Thornabar, the 6'1", 185-pound sophomore, makes it third down and 3 yards to go for the Buffaloes. Trying to capitalize for the second time in 3 good field position starts. They've scored one time. Thornabar the up man. Best is the tailback. Facing this third down with their backs to the wind. Under center, Crowley pitch. Right side, Best trying to string things out. Doesn't have a cutback. Gets to the 15, but he needed to get down to about the 14. And he doesn't get that far. So it'll be fourth down coming now. And the Elm Creek Buffaloes have a decision to make. Are they going to try to go for two more yards, or will they attempt a field goal? It's a substantial length in eight-man. In fact, it is not necessarily common in eight-man to have an automatic field goal, or excuse me, point after attempt. Many times it'll just be a straight two-point attempt. Kicking is not the long suit when you've only got eight guys out there. Under center is Crowley. Best wide to the left side, now comes in motion to the right. They give it straight up the middle instead to the fullback, and LaShawn Thornador is going to be close to the first down, but I don't know that he got there. And the referees know, and they say it didn't happen. And so on a turnover on downs, Creighton gets the ball back. Elm Creek unable to capitalize on that great starting position, and now simply have a situation where Creighton has worked its way back out to the 15-yard line on that change of possession. And now the handoff goes to Walton. The up man breaks through across the 20 to the 25-yard line. And he's going to be close and gets a first down for the Creighton Bulldogs. 3:37 on the clock that stops with the chain gang moving upfield. Creighton has not gotten their offense uncorked here so far this afternoon. They made some first downs, but it's in that attempt to continue the drive that they've had some problems with turnovers and not able to convert. Handoff goes straight up to Walton again, and this will be a second down and eight as he fell forward for not a whole lot of yardage there. Second down and seven as they spot the ball just inside the 30-yard line. Said the wind is out of the north, kicking up to 29 miles per hour, steadily over 20 miles per hour. And now Creighton comes to the line of scrimmage, sending Brandon Borgman wide to the right side. Walton is in motion now. It'll be an option and a quarterback read, and he keeps the ball, gets a first down across the 35-yard line. Bolton, a caper all the way, basically. He tried to fake the read, but he was going to keep it on the draw. And on that first down, the clock stops. 2:51 to go in the first period. Elm Creek is still ahead, 6-0. And Creighton getting a little better field position than they've had so far this afternoon. The handoff and immediately wrapped up by Elm Creek's Austin Stolp is Liska. And Liska, check that, Walton. And Walton was still engaged in the handoff with his quarterback Bolton when the defender came up and just kind of wrapped both of them up and stopped them. Nice defensive play there by the defensive end Stolp. Second down and 9 yards to go. Single setback. Walton in motion. Quarterback straight handoff to Liska. He's met right at the line of scrimmage, and the Buffalo defense has really been salty this afternoon. That will be about a yard loss as they'll spot the ball back at the original line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up third down and a full 10 yards to go. They need to get up beyond the 35-yard line of Elm Creek in Elm Creek territory for the first down. They need to get to the 34-yard line of Elm Creek for the first down. The ball is spotted back at their 36-yard line. Now they wind the clock with a minute 39 to go, and Bolton comes under center, sends Walden in motion from the right to the left. Tough snap, and keeping the ball, the quarterback stumbles around the edge, and Bolton had a hard time hanging onto the ball from the center and stumbles forward for about 5 yards. It's going to bring up fourth down and 4 yards to go as the ball gets to the 37-yard line. You may recall I said they've got to get inside the 35-yard line, almost the 34 of Elm Creek. And a timeout will be called here by Elm Creek to talk things over defensively. A minute 12 to go in the first period. The Buffaloes still lead the Bulldogs 6-0. We're back in a half a minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back with a minute 21 to go in the first period of play. Elm Creek called that defensive timeout. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do here on fourth down, whether they believe whatever Creighton shows here. They're showing that they're going to go for it. And there might be a pooch kick, but nope, the quarterback is going to keep it, and he's going to be bulldogged down at the 35 and then falls forward and may have gotten the first down. Bolton, the ball carrier on that one. A nice effort by the quarterback. And we'll see whether or not they get it, because they're going to call for a measurement. Bringing out the chain gang, brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. What would you do if you were stranded on the side of the road? No matter where, they will get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair chain gang says first down for the Creighton Bulldogs. And so this is the first time this afternoon that Creighton has put together back-to-back-to-back first downs after turning the ball over on downs, punting once and fumbling once. Elm Creek able to capitalize one time on those opportunities and lead 6-0 here with a minute 15 to go in the first period. Liska is a lone setback. Walton comes in motion left to right. Liska pitch to the right side. He's going to get cut off by the Buffaloes and then fights forward to the original line of scrimmage. They look to be in a position to bring him down for about a 2 or 3 yard loss. He got by a couple of Buffaloes. I think back there in particular was Austin Stahl, but he wasn't able to wrap him up. And ultimately, they're going to give him about a yard off the original line of scrimmage. Second down and 9 coming. I formation. Liska dots the I, gets the carry, cuts back off the left side, and will get about 5 yards. That'll put the ball at the 25-yard line. They need to get inside the 24 for a first down. Bo Schindler in there again at wide receiver. They sent him out to the left side. And now we've got a conference called over on the far sideline. I think what the coach for Creighton is doing is just taking advantage of the play clock and the scoreboard clock. We're running down inside of 5. He called his guys over early to conference, and that's going to be the end of the first period of play. So with the end of 1 in the books now, it is Elm Creek 6 and Creighton nothing, and Creighton will have the ball going the other way on the change of quarterly possessions when we return in a minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460, 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Here comes quarter number 2 as Creighton will have the ball in Elm Creek territory outside the 25-yard line of the Buffaloes. Handoff goes to the tailback, Liska. He's met immediately by the Buffalo defense. Best in particular also coming up on the play was Nate Bartling from his defensive tackle spot. And now another fourth down situation for the Creighton Bulldogs. They've faced a couple of them. They've punted once. They've gone for it twice and are 1-for-2 off of that. And they fumbled the ball and never got to a fourth down last time. Liska bowls forward inside the 20, breaks free, and then falls forward down to the 12-yard line. And that will be a first down deep in Buffalo territory for the Bulldogs on just gutty running there by the tailback, Liska. to go till halftime. I formation. Liska gets the carry again. Left side. They try to wrap him up. Missed the tackle. Just whiffed at it as he snuck through there down inside the 10 to about the 5 or 6 yard line. We'll call it second down and 5 yards to go from the 6 or 7 yard line of the Buffaloes. Well, we said in the pregame that it might be a little tough hanging onto the ball sometimes. There's been one fumble, but outside of that, they've been pretty thrifty with the ball. The handoff to Walton now goes inside the 5-yard line. And Creighton now will have the first down and goal to go from about the 2-yard line, 2 or 3 yard line. And Creighton threatening to score for the first time this afternoon. Elm Creek scored on a 36-yard run by Best. Quarterback sneak. Can Bolton get in? We'll see how they unpile. He's going to be close, but he had 3 yards to go almost. And that's a tough quarterback sneak against what the Buffaloes have shown this afternoon. He did not get in there, but he did get maybe a yard, and it'll be second down and goal to go from the 2-yard line. Liska's in there. Bolton is in there now as they were over on the sideline conferencing with the brain trust of the Creighton Bulldogs. Now they go deuce backfield. A handoff crashing straight ahead is Walton. And he does not get in. Third and goal to go for the Bulldogs. And Elm Creek's defense has been very tough this afternoon. Creighton has outscored their opponents this year, 57-13. Got no points so far. There's a quarterback sneak. Bolton gets stood up and then spins, gets into the end zone, touchdown. Extra effort there. Kept that drive alive. Extra effort by Liska. Extra effort by Walton. An extra effort that time by Bolton, the quarterback, who snuck it, got stood up, and then spun off that and got into the end zone. And now Creighton, it appears, will try for a 2-point conversion. And they will. Bolton comes up under center. He's got Walton in the slot to the left side. And Liska is a single tailback. Walton goes in motion. Handoff goes to Liska into the end zone. And the 2-point conversion is good. And with 9:22 to go until halftime, it is now 8-6. Creighton over Elm Creek. And we're back in 30 seconds with the Bulldog kickoff to the Buffaloes here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Elm Creek got a touchdown on their first possession after forcing a turnover on downs on Creighton's first possession. And now, 9:22 to go until halftime, Creighton gets on the scoreboard after a 65-yard drive culminated by a 1-yard quarterback sneak and a 2-point conversion. And now Creighton, instead of trailing 6-0, lead by 2, 8-6, and they're about ready to kick off here. Best standing back inside the 4-yard line for the return for Elm Creek. Prepare Brooke Baller tees it up and gives it a ride, and Best can't hang on to it. Goes into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. Elm Creek will get the ball first and 10 at their 15-yard line. 9:22 on the second period clock, and Creighton will go on defense. Elm Creek will try to answer that 65-yard drive that ended in a two-point conversion and a deficit now of 2 points facing the Buffaloes, down 8-6. An I formation, and Crowley is under center for the first time in a long time. Fakes the pitch, has to keep it himself, and he goes around the left side. He's got an open field ahead. He's at the 40, the 35, and pulled out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. For all intents and purposes, it looked like kind of a broken play. It looked like it was either an outstanding fake or a broken play, because he looked like he wanted to pitch it to Best going to the right. Instead, he pulled it down and kept it and went around the left side for a nice gain from the 15 all the way down to the 33-yard line of Creighton. 25, 32-yard gain, we'll call it. And it'll bring up first and 10 now. New set of downs for the Buffaloes. Best dots the eye. Crowley pitches. Best cuts back, trying to go wide right. And we'll get maybe a yard or so. Second down and 9 coming. Good defense there by Creighton. Walton, I think, was in there on the tackle. And it'll bring up second down and 9 to go now for the Buffaloes. They've attempted one pass and was just a little bit long for the intended receiver, Devin Halliwell, earlier. Maybe time to get back to that passing game. I formation, and under center now is Crowley. Best gets the carry. Stutter steps left, goes back right up the middle, and will get about 4 yards. It'll bring up third down and 5 or 6 to go. We'll see where they spot the ball. It'll be down inside the 30-yard line of Creighton, and it'll be third down, and we'll call it 6 to go for Elm Creek. Clock at 8:14 to go, second period of play. It is Creighton 8 and Elm Creek 6. Thornabar is the up back. Best the eye back. And they give it to Best on the delay. Best finds some room on the left side. He's got a first down inside the 20 to the 15. Spins to the 12-yard line. A first down for Elm Creek as they penetrate now deep into Creighton territory. It looks like the ball is spotted at the 11-yard line of the Bulldogs. And they're acting like there's a hold, and there is a hold on the play. And Elm Creek will lose a nice gain there. And instead, we'll see the mark of the foul was back outside the 20-yard line. It'll be a spot foul, and they'll take it back from there. So they marked the football. Remember, he got down to the 11-yard line. But now instead of getting to the 11, they're going to get third down all over again back at the 35-yard line. So instead of being at the 11, they're at the 35. And instead of being first and 10, they're third and 12. Side of that, no damage. I formation, Best dots the eye. Under center is Crowley at 7:52 on the clock in the second period. Fakes one way, and now Crowley keeps it himself again, but doesn't get near the yardage he did last time. He'll get about 7, but that'll still leave fourth down and 5 or 6 yards to go. Call it 4th and 6. They're into the wind, remember, now, because Elm Creek was with the wind in the first quarter. And going into the wind now on the apparent punt is Halliwell. On this fourth down, nobody back deep for Creighton. And nobody moves at all as he gets the kick off. And again, it's going to be a great punt pinning Creighton inside their five-yard line. That is the second outstanding punt by Devin Halliwell. He did one earlier, bounced inside the five, and one of his teammates covered it inside the one-yard line. This time, Creighton will take over deep in their own territory again at their five-yard line. Their longest drive, a 65-yarder, was their last drive that ended in the two-point conversion and gave them the lead 8-6. 7 minutes to go in the first half, and that's where we are right now. I formation. There's Liska gets the carry across the five out to the seven-yard line. And there may be a fumble. There is a fumble, and Elm Creek will take over. Second turnover of the afternoon on Creighton. And Elm Creek is going to get great field position inside the 10-yard line of Creighton. 6:52 to go in the first half. And Elm Creek gets the ball. First and 10. Best is the I-back. Crowley comes up under center again. Thornabar, the fullback. Everybody else is in tight. There's the snap. There's the delayed handoff to Best, and he's got nowhere to go. In fact, he loses as his knee touches down at the 10-yard line. So it's going to be second down and goal to go, but this time straight at the 10-yard line. And again, into the wind, so I'm not sure that the air game is any option. Not that Elm Creek likes to rely on that anyhow. Again, they come out straight up high. Two tight ends, and Crowley under center. Barks out the signal. Snap, pitch, right side, counter step. Here comes Best inside the 10. He'll get hammered there at the 8-yard line. Creighton on defense looking pretty salty right now as well. As that was Bolton coming in from the free safety and did a nice wrap and tackle on the running back. And so it is third down, goal to go. Now they're back at about the 9, just outside the 9-yard line. Obviously, this is four down territory, and this will be the first of two shots at the end zone. Best in the IS formation. They fake it to him. Crowley rolling, looking, flushed out of the pocket, pulls it down now, works to the left, got some running room inside the 10-5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Elm Creek! 5:25 on the clock, and Elm Creek has scored on that turnover, the fumble by Creighton. And now we'll have a 12-8 lead and the ability to build on that. 11-yard drive by Bolton on a 10-yard drive. 9-yard run, we'll call it. Here comes the 2-point attempt for the Buffaloes. I formation again. Pitch, Best, right side. Tries to find the cutback. Loses his balance. Keeps his balance into the end zone. And a 2-point conversion. Nice effort there by Christian Best. It looked like he was going to topple over. Stayed on his feet. And now the Elm Creek Buffaloes have jumped back into a 6-point lead, matching the 8-point conversion of the Creighton Bulldogs, and are back to a 6-point bulge with 5:25 to go until halftime. It is Elm Creek 14, Creighton 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460, 1550 at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in a half minute.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Elm Creek had three opportunities previous to the last one with good field position, scored 6 points off of one of those opportunities on a 36-yard run by Christian Best. That time a turnover deep in their own end zone cost Creighton the lead and 8 points. And they're now down 14-6 to the Buffaloes of Elm Creek, 9-1 coming in here. And Quintana will tee the ball up. at the 30-yard line. There's the kick picked up by Walton, or Liska, rather. Liska gets it out to the 40, to the 30, 20, 15, and a long run back by Liska sets Creighton up in great field position at the 15-yard line of Elm Creek. No better way to answer a touchdown with a long than with a long run back. And that's exactly what Liska did that time for Creighton. Under center now. And the center snap is fumbled, and Elm Creek is going to fall on it at the 10-yard line. Wow. Elm Creek, with two consecutive fumble recoveries, now has a longer way to go, but at least they're not defending with their backs to the wall. And instead of a first and 10 at the 15, that fumble on a bad center quarterback exchange results in fumble number 3 by Creighton. And an I formation now, as Best will get the carry going the other way. Breaks free at the 20, spins at the 25, and gets out to about the 29-yard line. Best was quick as a hiccup across the line of scrimmage, got beyond the 20 before you know it, and then finally had some contact out about the 25 and stretched out to the 28-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go now for Elm Creek as they blast it out from deep in their own territory and have a first down at their 29-yard line. Christian Best dots the I. Crowley is under center. Calls out the signals. Hand off to Best. Slips it about the 25-yard line. Gets nothing. That was just unfortunate. So three fumbles this afternoon on Creighton have been a large part of this story in allowing Elm Creek to dodge a bullet after a long return after their touchdown. And now they have possession of the ball with 4:22 to go until halftime. I formation, they give it to the up man. And the fullback rumbles for about 5 yards on that carry by LaShawn Thornabar. And they've used him a couple of times on that quick trap. Third down coming, a little longer than 5 yards to go for Elm Creek, trying to hang on here to a 14-8 lead until halftime. They've been in that I formation pretty much all of the game, save for a couple of plays. Same thing again, and they give it to Thornabar again. He's got running room. He's got a first down, breaks free, and inside the 35-yard line is pulled down by a couple of Bulldogs. At the bottom of the pile is Bolton, but it's a first down for Elm Creek again, and with 3:40 to go and the clock stopped on the movement of the chains, Elm Creek gets a fresh set of downs and, more importantly, possession of the ball with only 3 minutes and about 30 seconds to go until halftime. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Get you caught up with some scores around the brackets. Not a lot of games going on. Doug Duda has the Kennesaw Fall City Sacred Heart game on Classic Hits 98.9. I formation, fake the handoff. Crowley tries to keep it and gets crushed in the end zone about a yard deep. Bo Schindler in on the defensive tackle there for the Creighton Bulldogs, and it'll be second down and 10 yards to go, but the clock continues to run, and I'm not sure that Elm Creek wouldn't be real happy to take a 6-point lead in here at halftime against a team that had outscored their opponents 50-plus to 13. Here comes the I formation on a second down and 12 yards to go. Crowley is under center, barks out the signals. Now he goes straight back to pass. Fakes one way now. He's going to get scrambled out of the pocket, and he fires downfield. And the intended receiver was being wrapped up by the defender, but the ball pretty much uncatchable. Anyhow, Bolton was on Hallowell, and Hallowell was on the ground with Bolton on top of him, but the ball fell about 5 yards in front of everybody, so there's no talk of any pass interference, and it'll simply be a long second down attempt. Now we've got a third down attempt, third and 12. Buffaloes come up with both ends in tight again. Straight eye formation. There's the snap. There's the handoff to Best. Tries to go straight up the middle. Actually, looking to his left. Still fighting. Gets inside the 35-yard line. So he'll get beyond the original line of scrimmage on this series. But it'll still be a long, long go for the first down. Fourth down and 10 yards to go. And down on the turf is Best. Great effort there. And he's in pain. Let's take a 30-second timeout here as we look at Christian Best and being attended to by some of the coaching staff. That'd be a huge loss for Elm Creek. Back in 30 seconds on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
They're looking at the leg of Christian Best, an injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And this is an injury to either the knee or ankle, some sort of a twist. He was wrapped up as second effort. He was trying to break free on a third down attempt. And he got beyond the original line of scrimmage for that particular series of downs. Now he's going to come up off the turf, and we'll see whether or not he's able to get back on his feet or not. Nice applause from the crowd, but he is being very careful with what appears to be his left leg. More and more pressure being applied to it as he walks with his arms around a couple of folks from the Elm Creek training staff. And now he takes his arms off of them and walks the rest of the way himself. So he's trying to walk it off. And if you're an Elm Creek Buffalo fan, you want that to get walked off real quick, because he is huge, 2,000 yards in your offense. Walks over by the heaters on the far side of the field from our broadcast point. And now it's a punt formation for Elm Creek, as they'll try again to pin Creighton deep in their own territory. Hallowell has done a great job with two punts inside the 5-yard line of Creighton. Good snap. Hallowell again tries to angle. It's a line drive this time. Bounces inside the 20. And bingo, another one inside the 10-yard line for Elm Creek, as it is downed over there by the Buffaloes special teams. Jeff West is the guy that downed it inside the 10-yard line. So another great punt by Devin Hallowell for Elm Creek. And with 2:08 to go, Creighton has a 70-yard challenge here before halftime. There's the I formation. Rolling to his right is Bolton. Now he pulls it down at the 10, and coming right up and getting right in his face is LaShawn Thornabar. And also Jeff West over there. Now check that. William Bloom in there on defense for Elm Creek. And maybe a yard or two pickup. Second and 8 coming now. And the handoff goes to Liska. And again, answering the call is Nate Bartling for Elm Creek, who stands up Liska. And also in there was William Bloom. So Bloom coming up with a couple of nice tackles here in the late going of the first half. We're under 90 seconds to go. Creighton has the ball. Elm Creek has the lead by 6, 14-8. There's the handoff again to Liska, and he tries to pick his way up to close to the 20-yard line. Still fighting. Boy, there's been great effort on the part of the running backs this afternoon. On second effort, he got the first down. Reed Liska gets a first down for Creighton, and they'll keep the ball as the clock is stopped with a minute 14 to go until the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Now they wind it. I formation. Liska, they fake it to him. Fire out into the flat. Man's got it. I think it's Walton down there. He's got a convoy at the 30, 25. Walton, 20, 15. And Walton all the way down inside the 15-yard line for the Creighton Bulldogs. Tackled by Nick Crowley downfield. And Elm Creek didn't want that to happen. There's a penalty marker at the 25-yard line. And so I don't think that Creighton is going to get that full distance. If the marker was thrown at the 25-yard line, and it is a holding call against Creighton, the hold may be at the 25-yard line. They may get the ball at the 35-yard line or thereabouts. We'll see where they mark it. If the infraction is at the 25, they're going to go back from there. And that's exactly what happens. They place the ball at the 35-yard line of Elm Creek. So for Buffalo fans, that's a whole lot better than first and potentially goal to go. It's going to be first down and 10 from the 35-yard line of Elm Creek. A minute two till halftime. Wide out to the right side is Schindler. Under center is the quarterback Bolton. Fake it. Now he will wind. And is going to get pulled down, and he fires as he goes down, and it's going to be intercepted by William Broom. That is the fourth turnover of the afternoon against the Creighton Bulldogs. An INT by William Broom. And Creighton's opportunity to crawl back into the lead on this one is cut short by Broom, and now it's up to Elm Creek to wisely use 52.5 seconds on the first half clock. They've got a first and 10. They're at midfield, back just on the Creighton side by the length of a football into Creighton territory. Best is back in there at tailback. Crowley is under center. The pitch, Best, right side, has the cutback. Leg looks good. Stutter steps, gets inside the 35, breaks free. Best at the 20, 15, Best. Touchdown, Elm Creek. And there's a penalty marker down way back upfield at about the 39-yard line. Holy smokes, Best looked good that time. He didn't look like whatever put him on the ground in that last series had slowed him down any. He had second effort, he had the burst, he had the touchdown, but somebody had the grab on somebody's jersey. And it's all going to walk back here. That took 12 seconds off the clock. And the holding call on Elm Creek will put the ball way back at the Buffalo 31-yard line. So from a touchdown to first down and 20 yards to go at their own 30-yard line. Wow. The good news for Elm Creek fans is that Best looked spectacular on that run after scaring everybody in yellow. Coming up very, very gingerly on that leg in the last series. Pitch, left side. Best trying to find the cutback. He does. He's out to the 35-yard line that time. Pushed back to about the 33. It'll be second down and still long. And I think that may be the last play of the first half, as there's no attempt to stop the clock. At 10 seconds, we're going to call it here. Now they do stop the clock, and I think it is the referees doing so. No, they don't stop the clock. They're standing over the ball, and that is the end of the first half. And your score is Elm Creek 14 and Creighton 8. In quarterfinal D1 action, live from Creighton, Nebraska, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN 1460 and 1550. I don't know how you felt about it coming into this ball game, but I know that Coach Jace Dooling, given the scenario of being out front 14-8 at halftime, gladly would have taken that as he came into the number one ball club in D1 at home and now holds the lead. Creighton doing themselves a lot of harm with four turnovers, an interception and three fumbles. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN 1460, 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse. Or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated, Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Good afternoon again at halftime from Creighton, Nebraska. It is Elm Creek with a 14-8 lead on the favored Bulldogs, ranked number one coming into this and undefeated. Elm Creek, of course, 9-1, a worthy opponent, as the score obviously indicates. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation. Your trash collection connection, find them in your local Yellow Pages. Here's the way things started out. It was Elm Creek winning the coin toss and deferring to the second half, so the Buffaloes are going to get it here when we come back. They kicked off and held Creighton on their second series of downs, got a turnover on downs, and were able to go the other way and get six points off of a 36-yard run by Christian Best. The next several possessions for Creighton ended up in a punt, a fumble, and Elm Creek at the end of one continued to hold on to a six-point lead. After a deep penetration, or rather a deep punt, and the inability to convert on that opportunity, Elm Creek was not able to hold Creighton inside deep in their own territory and kicked the ball away again into the end zone. Creighton got the ball at their own 15-yard line and were able to put together a 65-yard drive, and it ended into a two-point conversion, and they came back, the Bulldogs did, to an 8-6 lead. Then it was Elm Creek taking advantage of the second of three fumbles and took over at the 11-yard line. Bolton, a touchdown by Crowley, finally brought Elm Creek into the end zone, a two-point conversion there, and it was Elm Creek now on top by a score of 14-8. And that's where we stand right now. But the big story, 1, 2, 3 fumbles and one interception. Ironically enough, the interception was made by William Bloom. Bloom was in as a substitute for Christian Best, who was injured on offense, trying to give a second effort on a third down play. Apparently twisted his ankle and was escorted off field. So he didn't play defense. Bloom comes in, makes a couple of great tackles, and then an interception. Well, Best, who would be the starter at free safety, was over on the sideline getting his ankle back in shape. Best came back in on the subsequent series, took a pitch all the way down the sidelines for a touchdown, apparently, but that was called back after a holding penalty way back upfield. But for Elm Creek fans, you got to feel good about two things. The fact that William Bloom stepped up and took over at that defensive backfield position. He's listed as an outside linebacker, but he took over as the outside linebacker or linebacker for Christian Best, and was able to come up with some great defensive plays. And then, of course, the fact that Best came back in and looked to be healthy was good news for Elm Creek as well. So Creighton, probably if you were to talk to Coach Jeff Jensen, he'd probably just be shaking his head and saying, you can't give the ball up three times on fumbles and one time on an interception and expect to stay with anybody in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. And so that's really been the story so far this afternoon, the turnovers by Creighton and the opportunism, at least on two occasions of those, by the Elm Creek Buffaloes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to get you updated on some scores around the brackets after this two-minute timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on ESPN Radio 1460 at 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
All right, let's take a look at some scores around the brackets here this afternoon on a game that I think you're probably you wouldn't be enjoying it if you're here, but no, that didn't sound right either. If you're listening here, you wouldn't know that at halftime it's a 24-22 score. Fall City Sacred Heart is leading Kennesaw at Fall City Sacred Heart in a game that Doug Duda has on Central Nebraska on 98.9 FM. Going on right now. That was a 4 o'clock kick just like this one. So that's halftime, and it's Kennesaw trailing by 2 to Falls City Sacred Heart. That is at Falls City. Maxwell is leading Garden County by 4 points in the fourth quarter, 26-22. That's all in D2. And back here in D1, the only other score that we've got is a 56 win. Hemmingford over Fullerton, 56-6. And, of course, that's big because in the brackets, Hemmingford will be the opponent for the winner of this game this afternoon. There are other games going to be played. Guardian Angels is at Friend. Guardian Angels is ranked number 5. Friend is ranked number 1. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff. And Heartland and BDS are going at it at 6 o'clock. I haven't even looked at my watch. It's been a good ball game. I haven't even looked at my watch. So that'll be coming up in about 45 or 50 minutes. Other games yet to be played, just kicking off. Sandhills Thedford is hosting Anselmo Myrna. That is a 5 o'clock kickoff, so they're early in the first quarter on that one. Exeter Milligan and Humphrey St. Francis, that's going to be a dandy ball game, and that's going to kick off at 6 o'clock at Humphrey St. Francis. So that's the Class D brackets for this afternoon. And, of course, there'll be more football action in the other classes coming up on Monday, many of which you will hear here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, some on other of our Platte River radio stations, and all brought to you in part by AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. Also by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. And Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com, our presenting sponsors all the way through the road to Lincoln here on your stations of Platte River Radio. Another round of games in other classes, as I said, will start next week on Monday. The next time there's Class D action in D1, it's going to be on Monday, November 24th. It'll be played at a place called Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, on Tom Osborne Field. And that's always a big thrill for all the participants, the players, as well as the broadcasters who come along and give you the word picture. So we hope you're enjoying that this afternoon. And, of course, the championship week in a week from this coming Monday and Tuesday. Here on Platte River Radio, beginning on Thursday, we've got a bunch of volleyball. Axtell and Cedar Bluffs High School Volleyball State Championships with a pregame at 3:20, first serve at 3:30. That's going to be right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN 1460 and 1550. On Classic Hits 98.9, we've got Grand Island Central Catholic against Concordia. That's a 1:20 pregame and a first serve at 1:30. Centura and GACC pregame 3:20, first serve 3:30. Kearney Catholic versus AG at 5:20, and 5:30 will be the first serve. And Bertrand and Lawrence Nelson, a 7:30 first serve. That's all coming up beginning on Thursday of this week from the state volleyball tournament in Lincoln. And so it goes. We'll follow the gals through the state volleyball and peek here and there with the semifinals and quarterfinals of high school football leading up to the state championship there here on your stations of Platte River Radio. We'll talk a little bit more about the specifics of what stations will carry what as it relates to volleyball coming up after this timeout. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Kelly's Sales and Service in Elm Creek is proud a supporter of the area athletes in tonight's game. See Kelly's for everything automotive, from minor tune-ups to major repairs. Or if you're tired of putting money into that old car, talk to them about great selection of used vehicles that they have on the lot. If they don't have the car that you're looking for, they can find it. Proud sponsor of all high school sports. Best of luck, Buffaloes.
Bye.
High Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I should mention that should Elm Creek prevail here and move on into the next round, we will have Elm Creek on the air right here on the next round of games. So that's coming up next Monday. Should Elm Creek hang on and beat Creighton, which that's going to be a task, because I'm sure that the players and the Creighton sideline got an earful from their coach about hanging on to the football, and yeah, it's cold, and yeah, the ball is hard and all that kind of stuff, but you still got to hang on to it. And after all, Elm Creek hasn't done the same thing, and you can kind of imagine how that monologue would go in the locker room. And so I'm sure that Creighton will come out here, and Elm Creek will come out with some high degree of confidence that they can play with Creighton. And so I just think it's going to be a terrific second half of the game. So I'm glad you're along with to join in with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio and also PlatteRiverPreps.com. You got somebody who's from the area, wants to listen to some high school playoff action. Remember that address, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Pick that up anywhere in the world. I want to remind you that the scores we gave you earlier, brought to you by Valentino's of Kearney, delivering to your door. We've delivered the scores for the home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas you can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And again, the only other team in this particular bracket has already won. Hemingford just throttled Fullerton 56-6. Fullerton lost their all-star running back, and so that was a tough way to go out for Fullerton, after beating Amherst by that point a week ago. You've been listening to the Halftime Report, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in the local Yellow Pages. We'll be back with the kickoff by Elm Creek. No, we have, you know what? We're going to keep it right here. We're going to keep it right here because they're breaking that huddle across the way, and Elm Creek looks like they want to get things underway. They chose to receive the football in the second half after winning the opening toss. And so it will be Creighton kicking off to the Buffaloes in just a moment. They're teeing the ball up. And we're just waiting for the referees to get everything set. And we are about ready to get going here for the second half of D1 quarterfinal football. And there's the kick by Baller. And it goes inside the 5-yard line. Best comes back out across the 15, 20, Best 25, 30. Cut back. Has an open field, and then across midfield, breaks free again at the 30. 25, Best inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line. If there was any question as to the durability of Best's left leg that it was injured in the second quarter, set that one to rest. He's had two beautiful long runs, one from scrimmage called back, and that one on the opening kickoff return where he got it 35, 40, 46-yard return for Christian Best and the Elm Creek Buffaloes, leading 14-8, just underway in the second half. Creighton into this thing ranked number one at 10-0. hosting the quarterfinal and behind by 6 points. Best splits off to the right side now. Thornabar, the lone setback. Now Best in motion, right to left. They give it to him on the sweep action. He gets some running room down inside the 20-yard line. It'll be second down and 5 to go for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Showing as much as people love to watch the offense in eight-man football, give a lot of credit this afternoon to the defense of Elm Creek. They've stopped a very, very potent offense in Creighton on a number of occasions, and Creighton has done a job of stopping themselves on putting the ball on the ground 4 times and throwing 1 interception. The handoff goes straight up to Thornabar, and Thornabar is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up third down and about 6 to go. Crowley goes over to the far sideline. Elm Creek sideline is across from our broadcast point. The Elm Creek Buffaloes are playing into the wind here in the opening of the second half. They are marching from south to north, and there's a wind that was listed up to 29 miles per hour. Coming right out of the north, they go slot to the right side. They set it up with a pitch to Thornabar, and Thornabar gets some yardage close to the first down on the far side sweep to the right. And we'll see where they spot it. They're going to spot it fourth down and a pretty generous 1 yard to go. And by that mean, I mean generous from the standpoint of it's a long 1 yard. Fourth down and a long 1 yard to go. Elm Creek will go for it. They have really no option here at this point. And I go again with the slot to the right with Best in the slot and a quarterback keeper. That should be enough for the first down by Crowley. First down and 10 yards to go. They need to get inside the 2 for a first down. So the Buffaloes could get a first down before a potential touchdown. The clock at 9:56 as they move the chains, and now they'll wind the clock as Elm Creek comes to the line of scrimmage. Now showing that slot formation, this time to the left side with Best in the slot. Thornabar gets the carry on the quick hitter, and he'll struggle forward for 4 or 5 yards. So a completely different formation to the base for Elm Creek, as they've been sending a wide out flanking Best as the slot man, left and right. And now with a second down and 7 yards to go, they come back with the tight formation they use most of the first half. Best, the tailback, gets the carry, blasts up the middle, and he'll get stopped after a yard or so, but the legs keep churning. He got down to the 5-yard line. So what looked like a short gain, the legs kept churning for Christian Best, and he got down to the 5, and it's going to be third down and 4 yards to go for the first down. Third and 4, they can get a first down inside the 2. Tight formation, I formation, and Dest is the I back. He'll get the carry again. Cuts to the left side after working his way right and won't get much, another yard or so, and it'll bring up another fourth down. And not much to go. Fourth down and 3 yards to go. And so let's see what Jace Dooland and company dial up here. As Crowley walks to the far sideline, the lights now doing a majority of the lighting as dusk has fallen here at Creighton. And again, Best is going to dot the I. Under center, Crowley calls out the signals. Hand off Best, goes left side, can't find the corner, then he gets a little extra yardage. I don't think he got where he needed to be. I don't think he got it, and I think Creighton is going to take over deep in their own territory on the turnover on downs. Creighton will get the ball inside their 5-yard line, and they need to go 75-plus yards to pay dirt. 7:52 to play in the third period. Elm Creek out front by 6, 14-8. after driving the ball all the way down inside the five, turned it over on downs, and now the pitch in the end zone, and he's tackled. We'll see if it's a safety. It is a safety. Elm Creek's defense comes up big time again. And in there is Thornabar and also Hallowell, and they got the safety, I think. There may have been yet another person, but Creighton tried to go wide in the end zone. And it is now 16-8. So that's a full touchdown and two-point conversion lead for Elm Creek. 7:44 clock stoppage now. Creighton is going to have to kick the ball off or punt the ball to Elm Creek. We'll take 30 here. We're back in a half a minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
After a long drive by Elm Creek deep into Creighton territory where they failed on conversion, gave the ball up inside the five-yard line of Creighton. Creighton was not able to get out of the end zone on a wide play and suffered a safety. And now, after giving up the 2 points to Elm Creek, and now with 8 points, the deficit to overcome, they're going to have to kick to the Buffaloes. And the kick will come from the 15-yard line of Creighton. Standing way up at the 15-yard line is Christian Best, the guy that gave Elm Creek that huge field position. He took it from inside his five earlier down inside the 25-yard line of Creighton, and that is how Elm Creek was knocking at the door to begin with. And here comes the kick, and it will go to the up man, Hallowell. He'll get it to the 30, to the 35-yard line, and the big guy kind of rumbles across the 35 and still good field position for Elm Creek as they'll mark it at the 36 or 7. They set it, it would appear to me, at the 37-yard line. Now they mark it back to the 36. Okay, 36. And it'll be first and 10 for Elm Creek on their second possession of the second half. But now, unlike the first one, they are up by a full 8 points. I formation. Crowley comes up under center. Everybody's in tight. And Best is the I back. Gets the toss left side. Has a convoy. Has a breakaway. He's at the 30, 25. Best 15, 10. Touchdown, Christian Best. And Elm Creek out front now, 22-8 over the number one ranked team in D1. I'm looking for any flags. I'm not seeing any. And so Best, who had a bum wheel in the second quarter, has shown that he's either playing through the pain, and I think that's more it. I think he's just kind of playing through it because he's still coming up a little gingerly on that left leg. He damaged the leg on a second effort on a third down carry in the second half, but has shown on at least three occasions that whatever pain he has, he's able to operate around it or through it. Quintana comes in to try the extra point. Try to make it 23-8. There's the snap. It's decent. That's a nice kick. It goes up high, and they're going to call it good. And so with 7:28 to go in the third quarter, your score is Elm Creek 23 and Creighton 8. Back in a half minute with the Buffalo kickoff right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
23-8. Who'd have thought that into the third quarter with Elm Creek? Elm Creek was not a deep underdog, but we heard some great reports about what Creighton did. And, of course, we haven't seen them in the regular season. But there were a lot of people who thought this could be one-sided the wrong way from the standpoint of Elm Creek. But the Buffaloes came here loaded for Bulldog, apparently, and they're out front 23-8. Here comes a Quintana kick. It's a line drive. It bounces at the 10 and coming back the other way. Here's Liska. He's across the 25, 30. Liska out to the 35-yard line. Decent field position for the Creighton Bulldogs. I'm double-checking on his number. The lighting tonight is not doing us too much good as far as number identification with charcoal jerseys and black numerals with some red outline under a lighting like this. It's very, very difficult to differentiate some of the numbers, particularly those single-digit ones. Under center now, there's Bolton, and on the crossbuck, he gives it off to Walton, and Walton's off to the races down to the 35-30-yard line. Knee is down at the 32, they say. It's a first-down run for the Creighton Bulldogs, trying to climb back into this thing. They are down by a couple of scores now, 23-8. Clock at 7 minutes to go. There's the handoff again to Liska. Liska falls forward across the 30 down to the 25-yard line, and he'll be shy of the first down by 2 or 3 yards. Bloom in on the tackle there again. Hallowell as well. They break the huddle. And the clock's still running at 6:40 now in the third. I formation. Liska gets the carry. Tries to cut back up the middle. Nothing doing. Middle of the Elm Creek defensive line swallows him up. In particular, there was Bartling. And there was Bloom coming up on that as well. Some nice gang tackling as Brock Miner was in on the tackle for the Buffaloes. Now defending a third down and 2 yards to go. Creighton sends a man wide to the left side. Handoff goes to Liska. Liska is going to get smashed for about a yard loss by LaShawn Thornabar. And so it'll bring up fourth down now and 3 yards to go. Nice read on that play by Thornabar. And, of course, wrapping up and tackling at higher levels is becoming a lost art. But here in D1, it's alive and well. A handoff that time. No, they fake the handoff, Liska, and now the quarterback fires into the flat. And I think that's Walton over there. Walton or Schindler getting the first completion of the night for Creighton. Walton was the recipient over there, and that's enough for a first down. So first and 10 on that completion from Bolton to Walton. And the ball is spotted at the 20-yard line. I formation there, hurrying it up now. Liska with the carry, bowls his way down to the 15-yard line. He'll get pushed back over there by Nick Crowley and company. Bartling at the bottom of the pile as well as Crowley and West. And it'll be second down and 6 yards to go with 5:19 to go in the third period. And Elm Creek still hanging on, a 23-8 lead as Creighton trying to pull their act together and not make as many mistakes, but got tackled in the end zone for a safety. And so they've not had a sterling start to the second half either. There's the fake on the jet sweep, and the quarterback Bolton keeps it inside the 15, inside the 10, and he'll get thrown out of bounds at about the 8-yard line. And that is going to be close enough for a first down. A first down, and they'll spot it inside the 10. So first down and goal to go from about the 9-yard line. Clock at 4:55, third period of play. Elm Creek has relinquished the lead only one time. They were down 8-6. Outside of that, they've had the lead in this baby the whole way. There's the handoff to Liska. The tailback again spins close to the 5-yard line. And there he is stopped by Bartling at the bottom of the pile. Also in there on defense now, Christian Best is in on defense as well. Again, got to give credit to that young man. He was down on his back for the better part of 2-3 minutes in the first half after a carry and a twisted ankle, it looked like. But he's battled back and through whatever discomfort he has and played well on both sides of the football. Shotgun formation, man in motion. Keeper by the quarterback inside the five, spins down to the three, ball on the ground, and there's another fumble, and there's another turnover on Creighton. That is their fifth fumble of the afternoon, and Elm Creek will have the ball first and 10 at their own 5-yard line. Fumble five comes with 4:15 to go in the third period, when Creighton was mounting a legitimate threat to score and narrow the deficit, which is still 23-8 in favor of Elm Creek. The Buffaloes have it, first and 10 from just outside their 5-yard line. Best is the eye back. Ends are tight. Under center is Crowley. The handoff goes to Best, and he'll get across the line of scrimmage and fights for a yard or so, but not much more than that. What they're getting in this is they're getting some plush time off the clock because of the fact that certainly Creighton doesn't want to use any timeouts at this point to conserve. And so when you can get some bonus time off the clock, granted here in the third period, whether you get a first down or not, it still is an advantage when you have a lead of 23-8 and your defense is playing as well as it's played. Offset eye. Calls out the signals. Crowley, pitch, Best cuts back across to about the 10-yard line. And that's going to be third down and a pretty salty 5 yards to go. 5 or 6 to go as they spot the ball just inside the 10 and they have to get out to just outside the 15-yard line. So really closer to 6 with 3:19 on the third period clock, and the time is called because of an injury to a Creighton player. That looks like Schindler. A defensive stalwart for Creighton is limping to the sideline with an injury to his left arm. So that could be a shoulder pop. And we'll see whether or not he's able to come back in. He's a fine football player. Third down coming. And 7 yards to go. Thornabar. Right in back of the quarterback. The handoff on the crossbuck goes to Best. Tries to find the right corner. And he busts forward across the 5 out to the 15-yard line. What effort by Christian Best. He was pulled down in the backfield and fought forward and got close to the first down. And now, instead of an automatic punt deep in their own territory, it's fourth down and less than a yard to go. And I'm not sure what Elm Creek is going to do at this point. They may just try and run it right at him. They've used Thornabar from the fullback position, and with that quick drop, he's gotten some steady yardage. We'll see if they do that again. Best this time is on a wing to the right side. And a quarterback sneak is going to be well beyond the first down marker, so he is going to get the first down, he being Nick Crowley. And Elm Creek will keep the ball for another series. Clock at 2:18 to go in the third period. Elm Creek 23, number one Creighton 8. If Creighton loses and Elm Creek wins, Elm Creek will take on Hemmingford. And if I'm reading the bracket right, I think it would be at Elm Creek. I formation, Best, pitch, left side, cutback, spins, gets across the line of scrimmage and out to about the 21-yard line. Remember, this drive started back inside the 10 on the fumble by Creighton. And so Elm Creek has gotten one first down and run extra time off. That fumble came at the 4:15 mark in the third. It's down under 1:39 to go in the third. And so Elm Creek, if nothing else, gained the opportunity to drain 3-plus playing minutes off the clock. Second down, 9. Thornabar, lone setback. Best in the slot to the left side. Pitch. Thornabar has a convoy. Has the corner. Gets out to the 25-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go for the Buffaloes. He had some nice seal blocking on the perimeter there. And Thornabar, who is a bigger running back than Best, rumbled, as they say, out beyond the 25-yard line. So it's third down, and it's still 4 yards to go. And depending on how close they get to a first down here, it's anybody's guess whether it's an obvious punting formation or not situation or not. Clock at 1:15 now as it was stopped on the out of bounds. Slot man is best to the right side. Back to pass. Now rolling to his right is the quarterback Crowley. He's got the first down and then some out to the 35, out the midfield, 35, and pulled down inside the 34-yard line. Inside the 34-yard line of Creighton. And so when it works, it works. A convoy to the right side that time took Crowley, the quarterback, across midfield. And now they have a first and 10 inside Creighton territory at the 34-yard line. 1:06 as the clock stops on the advance of the chain gang, and now they're going to wind it down. First down, they wind the clock. Creighton down by 15 points. Break the huddle. Best in the slot. Hallowell wide to the left side. Thornabar, the lone setback. Crowley barks out the long count. Hand off to Thornabar. He rumbles for another 5, 6, 7 yards. And it'll bring up, depending on the spot, a second down and at least 3, maybe 4 yards to go. We'll call it second down and 4 on the trap to Thornabar. And now 22 seconds to go in the third period of play. The clock is on the side of Elm Creek. And you've got the ball and you've got the lead and the clock is draining down to 13 seconds in the third quarter. You've got to be feeling pretty good at this point. Elm Creek has played a good ball game and tremendous number of turnovers on Creighton. They've got 5 fumbles and 1 interception. 6 turnovers playing against the number one team in D1 in this particular contest. And that is the end of period number 3. We're back in a minute with your score. Elm Creek 23, Creighton 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse. Or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
All right, we are in the fourth period, and Elm Creek has the lead, the football, and a second down and a long 5 to go. And they got best in the slot to the right side. Thornabar, the lone setback. And the quarterback keeper option, and Crowley's going to get snowed for no gain. Actually, Jeff West was in that time for best in the slot. And Best comes back in. You may recall in the first half, he was down on the field with what appeared to be a twisted ankle and has battled through that discomfort, including a 45-yard touchdown run a little bit ago. Now he's back in there in the I formation, a third down and no thought of punting it, of course. Third down and 6. They fake it to Best. Crowley is back to pass. He dances around now, being pressured. He's all the way back at the 30-yard line. He better let that baby go. He doesn't want to give up that long a sack. He does finally, and he almost gets Hallowell down at the 10-yard line. But Hallowell was over there with Thornabar, and they were joined by Walton and Liska over there. And the ball was broken up, a long incompletion. And I think that probably Jace Dooland was fiddling with his defibrillator if he had one there, because if he had been caught way back at the 35, that would not have been a good thing. Okay, fourth down coming for Elm Creek. And 6 yards to go. And again, no thought given here of a punt. I might have given the impression earlier that was a fourth down play. It wasn't. It was a third down, obviously. Fourth down coming now. I formation, Best. Now back to pass is Crowley. fires over the hands of Hollowell, the intended receiver at the 15-yard line. And so a turnover on downs for Elm Creek. And Nick Crowley gets up slowly. He was blasted when he let that ball go. And he gets up slowly, but he's walking off under his own power. So with 11:07 to go in this one, it is Creighton taking over with 11:07 to overcome a 23-8 deficit and move on to face Hemmingford. Otherwise, Elm Creek, we understand, now has a long trip to Hemmingford next week if they win here tonight. The handoff goes to Liska, and Liska barrels his way all the way across the 35-yard line and out to the 36. So that was a productive first down play, and it'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go. Wyatt Diedrichsen actually was the ball carrier on that. That was the first carry for him tonight. And it'll be second down and two, and Diedrichsen gets the ball again. He'll get held up at the line of scrimmage. No gain. And a third down coming, and 2 yards to go. And the clock continues to run, so that is not as important as the score, but it's becoming a factor nearly as important as the score as these two teams run more than anything. And, of course, unless you get a first down, the clock's going to continue to run if you stay in bounds. Now they got a first down on a carry straight up the middle by Liska. And it will be, Walton on the carry. Nonetheless, a first down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. Now they send one man wide to the right side. An I formation otherwise on the first down. Toss now left side. And we'll see if Liska is the ball carrier on that. At the 35, goes out of bounds. And that'll stop the clock with 9:58 to go. And the pickup about 5 yards. Second and five coming for the Creighton Bulldogs. Pretty quick ball game tonight when you got as much running as has been going on between these two. We're under 2 hours in this thing. Started, kicked it off at 4 o'clock. Now there's a mix up in the backfield, and coming in and grabbing hold of two Bulldogs was Brock Miner. He just kind of grabbed them both and tried to bring them both down, and there's a loss on the play way back to the, where are they going to spot it? Way back to the 35-yard line. And it'll be third down and 8 yards to go. Miner really showing some good instinct on that, just hanging on until he got some help, too. That time, Walton blasts up the middle for a couple of yards, and that will bring up a fourth down and a manageable, perhaps, 4 yards to go. Hemmingford is not of the mind to punt away at this stage of the game and at this position on the field. They've got a fourth down. The ball is just outside the 30 of Elm Creek. One man goes in motion. They give it to, they fake it one way, and now the quarterback, Bolton, will keep it, but he doesn't get enough for the first down. And again, a turnover on downs, and Creighton will go back on defense. Elm Creek will get to execute on offense, and with every second that drips down off the total, it will be to Elm Creek's advantage with a 23-8 lead here, with under 9 minutes to go in the ball game. The philosophy might be, if you're going to drive 3 hours for a playoff game, you might as well win the thing, I guess. Creighton was in control, at least from the standpoint of rankings, and a nice afternoon to host a football game, albeit a cold one. Wind out of the north at up to 29 earlier. I don't think it's quite that bad. Maybe it is right now. Best with the carry, and he bursts through across the 35 out to the 40, and that might be a first down carry on first down. We'll see where they mark it. They don't quite give him the full 10 yards, so it'll be second down and less than a yard to go on that burst by Best. A Best burst. Second down and less than a yard now as the clock continues. That's really the best way to go, no pun intended again. But if you can get less than the first down and stay in bounds, the clock continues to run, and now they've got a manageable second down and an opportunity to run one more play before, if they get the first down, they stop the clock to move the chains. There's under center is Crowley, Best with the carry, Best with the first down, and he'll fall forward into Creighton territory at the 38 or 9-yard line. 23-8 is the score. 8-12 is on the scoreboard. And the chain gang moves it one more time for Elm Creek. And they stretch it out so that inside the 30 now, just inside the 30, is the target for Elm Creek's offense for another first down to continue to hang on to the ball. Get a couple more first downs like this, and it's going to be Creighton ball inside 5 minutes to go. And that's not even counting a potential Elm Creek score here. I formation. Best is the tailback. Thornabar is the up back. Long count again. Pitch. Best right side. Cut back. Has a little stutter step. Gets inside the 25 and a nice spin down to the 34-yard line, where it's going to be second down and again about 6 yards to go. Now again, he stayed in bounds. Got nice yardage. And if you can get two or three nice carries of 3 or 4 yards and then get the first down, that's really the ideal way to get the time off the clock. I don't know that you can really execute that precisely, but if you could, that'd be the way to go. Here comes the second down play. Again, taking plenty of time as he watches and counts and takes as much time as possible. Handoff again goes to Best, and he'll fall forward for another yard or two. So they're maximizing the time between plays. And now we're under 6:55 to go in this ball game. Elm Creek had the ball. They took over with about 8 minutes to go, and now they've got 3 more minutes off the play clock. Third down coming, and it continues to run. And again, slow to get up to the line of scrimmage. And Crowley will stand in back of the center, look things over, and take his time with the count. He's looking over at the far sideline. They'll tell him when to do it. Now in the Statue of Liberty kind of play, they give it to Thornabar. He blasts his way for another 5 yards, gets down to the 25-yard line. A little cross butt, almost a Statue of Liberty kind of action there as he held the ball up high and then came down with it, fed it into the gut of Thornabar, the fullback, and he did the rest by picking up the first down. And it'll be first down and 10 yards to go from inside the 30-yard line. And Elm Creek is marching to pay dirt with 6:10 to go until the end of the ball game, and they have a 23-8 lead. It would be utter miracle for Creighton to be able to come back here, but Elm Creek doing their due diligence, draining as much time as they can, keeping it on the ground, keeping it between the sidelines. Now they hand off to Best. He dances inside, outside, then back inside, falls forward for about 2 yards, and I think they're going to finally give him progress. Boy, he was still churning when he was covered up, and they're going to give him progress down inside the 25-yard line of Creighton. Christian Best got banged up in the second period. Now, you know, if you turn your ankle and then continue to walk on it, in cold weather it begins to tighten up. But whatever discomfort Christian Best is experiencing because of that, he's overcoming it because both offensively and defensively, he's had a great game before and since that injury. He's in the I formation right now in the second down. Crowley will keep it himself, left side. Got the yardage close to the first down on the far side of the field. He tumbles out of bounds on the far side. And did he do it before or after the first down stick? That's the question. And we'll look to the referees for the answer on that. They said, no, he was before the stick, but they gave him enough yardage. So it's going to be third down and less than a yard to go with the ball inside the 24-yard line of Creighton. On that out of bounds, that stopped the clock. And it reads 5:04. And Old Glory here on this Veterans Day is still outstretched nearly straight out from the flagpole in that 29-mile-an-hour wind. There's the quarterback sneak by Crowley. He'll pick up the first down. That'll briefly stop the clock as they move the chains and give Elm Creek a first down and 10 at the 15-yard line of Creighton. Came into this ball game 10-0. Had beaten their opponents through most of the season 50-plus points to about 13. Statistically, a solid number one. And folks who watched game films of Creighton said they would be a tough bunch to beat. But Elm Creek taking advantage of 5 fumbles and an interception and putting forth some great defense has overcome that disadvantage so far. And now Crowley takes the snap, dances around in the backfield, avoids a tackle, and gets down to the original line of scrimmage. He was not out of bounds, and so the clock continues to run now with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this ball game. A second down and 10, the ball at the 15-yard line. I don't think Elm Creek cares if they make any more yards, if they could not make yards in 4 minutes, but that's not part of the equation here. So they're going to try and pound it, get as deep into Creighton territory as they can, take as much time off as they can, and with second down and 10, they have the opportunity to do that. Best from the tailback, takes the pitch, goes right side, hemmed in, now finds a little crack of light, gets down inside the 10. How did he get that? He just saw that daylight and accelerated through and got down to the 10 and stepped out of bounds there. And in so doing, he picked up nearly 7 yards and brings up a third down and 3. The ball inside the 10-yard line of Creighton, and that out of bounds stops the clock at 3:46 to go. Playoff football all the way to Lincoln, brought to you by Dinsdale Automotive, by Ag XL, and by Husker Power Products. Thanks to them for being presenting sponsors all the way through the state championships. Hand off to Best. Best gets inside the 5-yard line and picks up close to the first down. He will give the Buffaloes fourth down and almost 2 yards to go. Fourth down and almost two, but this obviously is four down territory as the clock continues to go down inside 3 minutes and 20 seconds in this game. Elm Creek leading 23-8. Peeling off the clock, go to a spread formation with two wides and two slot formations. And Crowley, the lone man in the backfield, comes under center. And a timeout's going to be called here by Elm Creek. So Jace Doolin wants to talk things over with his guys, and he will. We'll be back in 1 minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Fourth down coming. And about a yard to go, Crowley sets Best in motion to the left. Long count, and they got Creighton to jump offside. The defensive tackle buries his head right by the football, knowing he jumped offside, and it will bring a first down to Elm Creek. Offside. And the player for Creighton is just madder than mad at himself. And that will give a first down to Elm Creek with 3:07 to go in this one. First down and goal to go inside the 5-yard line of the Creighton Bulldogs. Crowley comes up under center. Best, the eye back. They pitch it to him. He fakes right, goes left, comes up across the center, leaves the ball on the ground into the end zone. It's covered by Elm Creek, and it'll be a Buffalo touchdown. Let me see if I can find that big guy that had the presence of mind to cover that ball. It was Hunter Trampy. The ball spilled out from Best and goes into the end zone, and Trampy had the presence of mind to fall on that live ball and give the Buffaloes another 6 points, 29-8. So Trampy scores a touchdown. How's that for something? Right in the high school yearbook, huh? defensive or offensive lineman scores the touchdown that ices the quarterfinal game. Here comes the kick by Quintana. The kick by Quintana is good, and the score is now 30-8. Elm Creek with a tremendous ball possession drive. They took over with more than 8 minutes to go in this, knocked 5 minutes or better off the clock, and ended up scoring on a freak play where Best, the all-everything tailback, coughed up the ball, and one of his linemen, Trampy, fell on it. And Hunter Trampy, probably not in his wildest dreams did he think he was going to score a touchdown tonight, falls on it, and will get credit for the TD in the end zone. And it is a 22-point lead for Elm Creek. And they're going to send Creighton home with a 10-1 record on the season. Still a great record, but they had their sights set on more, being ranked number one in D1 coming into this and hosting this quarterfinal game. Quintana will tee the ball up at the 30-yard line and give it a ride for the umpteenth time tonight. Five fumbles, one interception, really, really killed the hopes of Creighton in this one. Here comes the kickoff, and it's a high kick up in that wind, but it dies at about the five. The return man can't get a handle on it, and now Elm Creek comes in, and it's Thornaber and also Eli Areta who came in and snowed him in at the 10-yard line. And that was Liska who tried to get it obviously beyond the 10 and more if he could, but they just came in shoulder pad to shoulder pad and leveled him. And it'll be first and 10 for Creighton at their own 10-yard line. And the clock now started at 2:54 to go until the end of the game, and a pass is dropped over in the flat, and it'll be an incompletion. Stop the clock. Second down coming now for Creighton. There's some voices coming up here from the Elm Creek faithful and the bench across the way. Not a lot of people on the bench. Heck, it's D1. There's not a whole lot of people playing football. But those that are up screaming, as you might be able to hear in the background. Back to pass is Bolton. Fires long, and it is over a defender, but too short for his intended receiver, who I think was Walton downfield. And the defender, Brock Miner, a little disappointed that he wasn't back a little farther for a pick. But he'll get up slowly and live to fight another day, and it'll be third down coming, but there's a penalty marker back inside the 5-yard line. We'll wait to see what the read is on that and whether Elm Creek is looking to... Oh, it's going to be against Elm Creek. It's going to be against Elm Creek, and it's going to be a big one. It marches the ball out to the 25, and we'll check and see what that was. That would be a big personal foul, it looks like. It might even be a hands to the face or to the head, and I don't get that signal. They gave it before we marched up, but anyhow, it's going to be a first down for Creighton at their 25-yard line. 2:44 to go in this one. Elm Creek out by 30-8, and a scramble by Bolton gets all the way up beyond the 30 to the 34-yard line. He's hammered by Thornabar there, and it'll be second down coming, and 3 yards to go for Creighton. The ball stayed in bounds, and so the clock stays moving, and we're at 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go until the end of this one. And trying to find the left side is Dietrich, and he's going to get hammered there by Elm Creek in on the tackle, Austin Salp again. And it'll be third down and 3 yards to go for Creighton. Clock just under 2 minutes now as it continues to run. Obviously, four down territory for the Bulldogs, down by 22 points. Send a man, Liska in motion. They fake it one way, give it to the fullback the other, and he'll get caught right at the line of scrimmage. In on the tackle that time was Tyrone Hubbard. And he may have lost a step on that as well. It'll be fourth down coming, and the clock running at 90 seconds to go until the end of this football game. Fourth down, and we'll see whether or not they're going to try it or just kick it away. They will try it, apparently. They go into spread formation. Bolton calls out the signals. Quarterback draw, has the first down, has midfield, and then falls forward to about the 39-yard line. About the 39-yard line of the Elm Creek Buffaloes. A minute 10 as they move the chains. And again, Elm Creek has to be very, very happy with their performance and has to feel very fortunate that they benefited from all those turnovers, particularly in the first half by Creighton. Firing in the first half, there was almost a second interception firing into the hands of Brock Miner, but he dropped it. And it'll be second down and 10 coming. Clock at a minute one to go. We'll have your Farm Bureau wrap-up and your post-game report brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery coming up. Get you caught up with some of the scores courtesy of Valentino's. Remember, we deliver the score. They deliver pizza to your door. Man in motion. Shotgun formation in the flat. It is complete, then dropped. And things are not going right in any phase of the game right now for Creighton. Just playing for time here with 58 seconds to go in their season. I am told that the lowest point total so far this year by Creighton was 36 points. And tonight they've scored 8. Quarterback keeps it. Dances around, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and finally tackled back there by Austin Stolpe again. And now the clock is at 38 seconds. And we may have seen the last play for Creighton. It would be time for one more snap. Facing a fourth down. And an I formation and a wide receiver to the left side. The handoff goes to the tailback, and he'll get yardage down inside the 35 to about the 33. That will not be enough for a first down. And so there will be a turnover on downs back to Elm Creek, which momentarily stops the clock and gives the Buffs enough time to line up in the victory formation and claim a quarterfinal victory. And the right to travel to Hemmingford and the right to get to Memorial Stadium a week from next Monday and Tuesday for the state championships. And there it is. The kneel down, 10 seconds to go, and that's your ball game. Elm Creek trailed only one time in this one. They trailed 8-6 at one point, then came back, made it 14-8, then 16-8, and then 22-8, and now the final score, 30-8. The Elm Creek Buffaloes with an upset of number one Creighton, and certainly in an upset like this, that kind of margin is a significant upset. We're going to take a break here, back around the corner to wrap things up. Let me do the wrap-up right now. Let me do a quick wrap-up here, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered is wrapped up into one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And so let's do that same thing. Let's wrap things up in terms of the scoring for you. It was Best with a 36-yard run. The point after was no good in the first period, and a 6-0 lead for Elm Creek. Then a fumble in the second period and a 65-yard touchdown drive for there's fireworks going off in the background. I don't know if you can hear that or not. And I'm sure that was permission of the local folks to allow Elm Creek to celebrate their quarterfinal win. A fumble in the first period by Creighton stopped their drive, but Elm Creek was not able to capitalize on it. Creighton got the ball back and had a 65-yard drive, culminated in a 2-point conversion. They took the lead 8-6. Now, that 8-6 score was the only time that Creighton was in front. They fumbled a second time with 6:52 to go, and that was a deep fumble and an 11-yard touchdown run by Best. Made it at that point 14-8. Fumble number three came with 5:32 to go. Still no score on top of that by Elm Creek. And then an interception by William Bloom. And there was yet another turnover by the Creighton Bulldogs and an inability to get their offense in gear. So finally, a safety in the second period made that 14-8 score a 16-8 score. And Elm Creek got the ball back on the subsequent kickoff that Best ran back for a good field position. And then a 45-yard touchdown run by Best made it 23-8. A 30-8 score came as a result of a time-consuming drive in the fourth period. And the quarterback, Nick Crowley, took the ball inside the five-yard line, fell into the end zone, but as he got into the end zone, the ball popped out. And a heads-up play by Hunter Trampy made it the final score, 29-8, and then the PAT by Quintana made it 30-8. So that's the way it ended up, and that's your Buffalo County Farm Bureau wrap-up. We'll be back to talk a little bit more in the post-game report right after this two-minute timeout on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The final score here again at Creighton, Elm Creek upsetting the number one ranked Creighton Bulldogs 30-8. Elm Creek ranked number five in the bracket, seated number five in the bracket. Creighton seated number one. Elm Creek now will have the opportunity to advance to the state finals in Lincoln, but first they must get by Hemingford, which will be at Hemingford next week. And so that'll be another long journey for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, who had a three-hour drive to and another three-hour drive coming up back to the Buffalo County region after today's game. Hemingford throttled Fullerton 56-6. In the first quarter, Heartland and Friend are, Heartland and BDS are tied at, BDS leads Heartland now 6-0. That is in the first quarter. And Selmo Myrna leads Sandhills Thedford 20-0. That's in D2. And Selmo Myrna is ranked number one in D2. Sandhills Thedford number four. Garden County is trailing Maxwell. In fact, they've lost now to Maxwell 32-28. Maxwell will host the next round of playoffs. And that will either be Anselmo Myrna or Sandhills Thedford coming up. Exeter Milligan and Humphrey St. Francis are in the first quarter. I don't have a score there, or there is no score there yet. And Falls City Sacred Heart in the fourth quarter There's a high-scoring ball game, leading Kennesaw 56-46. That is in the fourth quarter. That's got to be way late in the fourth quarter because they kicked off at the same time that we did, and a tremendous number of points there between those two clubs versus the total of 38 scored here between Creighton and Elm Creek. This is the post-game report. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's post-game report is brought to you by the certified fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back into it. Schedule your appointment. Speaking of that kind of situation, Christian Best, the tremendous tailback for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, suffered what appeared to be an ankle sprain in the second period, and he laid out on the grass for quite a while and finally got up, and as he walked, he was able to take the pressure off of one of the trainers who was walking him back to the sidelines, then got walking on his own. I see him right now embracing some fans or family members at about the 22-yard line, and doesn't appear to be limping much right now, but Best came up off the grass, played the next series and was able to rip off a long run that was called back on a penalty. Now, as he jogs off the field right now, he is limping a little bit, but he certainly looks like that with some rest and a good tape job, he should be ready to play Hemingford next Monday in a game you'll hear right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. So again, it was Elm Creek never trailing save for one period of time when they were down 8-6. Here's some individual stats for you. Best was 39 carries for 161 yards. These are unofficial. Thornabar, 11 carries for 63. Crowley, 9 for 71. That's 295 yards between the three of those folks. Liska and Bolter and Walton combined for 187 yards. Liska was 24 for 85 yards on 24 carries. And that the individual stats speak for themselves. That field position and the five turnovers, excuse me, five fumbles and one interception against Creighton, for Creighton, certainly did tilt the balance in favor of Elm Creek. And I'll tell you what, you play it as they come. You're in the playoffs, and you got to get ready for that. And putting the ball five times on the turf is not something that you game plan for at all. You simply say thank you if you are the defense. And Elm Creek's defense in those times in between those fumbles looked very, very good as well. They played tough defense and benefited from the fumbles, but they were ready to play. And I didn't see any portion of the offense by Creighton where Elm Creek seemed to be fooled or ill-prepared. So they've got a big one coming up. Hemingford, kind of the 900-pound gorilla, way out west, took a swing and knocked down Fullerton today, 56-6. And that's so far the most lopsided game of the afternoon that I can see. And so that's what's set up for Elm Creek next week. So that's your New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game report. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care. No referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back into it. Schedule your appointment. Again, the final score, Elm Creek 30 and Creighton 8. For Brent Wheatthorn and for Caleb Henry back in the studios, this is Craig Eckert. Thank you so much for listening in, and we'll see you next time on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.